Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This 102nd episode is celebrating one of the lad's favorite things that he's been getting into lately. We are celebrating the wonderful world of...
rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Including metal, too.
Yeah.
A metal.
That's all a version of rock and roll.
Yes.
Kind of under the umbrella. So, all right, should we talk about it?
Sure.
And something, just because, you know, it's the rock and roll episode, we thought we'd roll out something brand new. Can you tell them a little bit about it?
I wrote a new theme song.
Yeah. So the theme song today was a little different. You probably noticed that. And if you've listened before, but yes, this theme song was entirely written by the lad. And using GarageBand, and yeah, it's pretty cool. Did it take a long time to work out?
Kinda.
Yeah, you went through a lot of different versions of it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tried something, and then you, I don't know if that's right, and you change it and stuff. So yeah, but it sounds really good, and I think we've got updated Think music too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all written by the lad, entirely by the lad, so that's pretty cool. If you're just joining us for the first time, or if you're coming back for the 102nd time, we're going to be throwing 15 questions of trivia at you in three rounds of five questions each. This first round that we're going to do, most of the people at home or in the car are going to be able to answer. We call these questions the...
trivia tots.
The trivia tots. So here we go. Question number one. This Queen classic song... is commonly played at the end of a championship sporting event to celebrate the winners.
We are the champions.
We are the champions is correct. Yeah, that's a very famous song to play at the end of a sporting event once, like, the big championship game is won. It's "We Are the Champions." It's a very common song.
Guess that time signature.
What is that time signature?
6-8.
It is 6-8. Yes, absolutely. So those music nerds out there will appreciate that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. If you actually count it, it does make a lot of sense.
It does. Yeah, it's like a waltz almost. Question number two. Who is known as the king of rock and roll?
Elvis?
Elvis is correct. Can you give me your best Elvis impression?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. If Elvis laughed like an idiot, that would be... I'd win that competition. Question number three. Which instrument has four strings and provides the deep, thumping heartbeat of a rock song?
Bass guitar.
The bass guitar is correct.
Who are your top three bass guitarists?
Top three for rock and roll.
Yeah.
I would say
Claypool? Les Claypool.
No.
Yes.
He's not in my top three.
He's in my top
three.
That's okay.
That's okay. I like Flea, the bassist. The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Nice.
I like Jaco Pastorius. He's from a jazz rock fusion band called Weather Report. And I also love Victor Wooten. Victor Wooten is the bass player for another jazz rock folk group called Bella Fleck and the Flecktones.
My top three. Number three, we have Les Claypool from this band called Primus.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, kind of tough. I'm not really sure.
This is your question.
I think I know my number one. Oh, whatever. I'll think about it later.
All right. He's coming back to it. That's okay. Question number four. Which rock star is famous for wearing big glasses and singing the song Rocket Man?
Elton John.
Elton John is correct.
Usually heart glasses.
Yeah, they're always like different shapes. Like yeah, sometimes they're triangles. Yeah. But he owns, fun fact, he owns 250,000 pairs of glasses. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
That's a lot of glasses.
Things gonna but it's also, be a long, long time. Touch them rains are gonna be deep.
One of the most iconic musicians of all time, for sure.
I think my favorite is I'm Still Standing.
I would guess that.
Second favorite, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
That's a good one.
Dude. Three is Crocodile Rock.
Yep. I like Benny and the Jets.
As everyone does.
It's a great one. The lad's all about ranking things today. Big ranker today. Question number five. What do you call it when a band goes from city to city to play music for their fans live in person?
A tour
is correct. So are we going to be going to any musicians or any tours this summer? Do you know?
Dude Perfect.
Yeah, they're not really musicians, but yeah. But they're going on tour just as much. Yep, we're going to go see Dude Perfect. What are some musicians that you would hope to see on tour at some point soon?
Is Metallica done?
I don't know. I don't know if Metallica is touring right now, but that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. AC/DC, I know they're AC/DC. Probably still going.
Mm-hmm.
Is Lawrence in this?
Sure. I mean, if you want, yeah. Lawrence is rock.
No, in the questions.
Ish. Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, Lawrence. It's a really good band.
Yep, Lawrence is a great band. Yeah. Those are all bands that we would love to go see live. That would be great. And that's going to do it for our Trivia Tots round. Emmett is 5 for 5 and doing fantastic, but now the questions are about to get a little tougher. These next questions we call...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. Here we go. Question number 6. The Beatles had a hit about an underwater ship. What color was that underwater ship?
Yellow.
Yellow. Is correct. What is the name of the song?
Yellow Submarine.
Yes, we all live in a yellow submarine. Yep, great song. Did you know that the Beatles were initially going to be called the Quarrymen?
Like mining quarry?
Yeah, like a quarry. Like they build up, like blow up rocks and haul them out. Yep.
Oh.
The Quarrymen. But then they named themselves after insects instead. Well, not truly insects. It's like insects, but music, because it's B-E-A-T.
Yeah. Which insects is B-E-T-L-E-S. Yep.
Correct. Question 7. What is the name of the big hairy animal who plays drums on the Muppets?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
Ruffles.
Ruffles does sound like the name of a Muppet for sure. Ruffles is incorrect. Makes me want to have some chips. The big name of the animal, the big hairy animal who plays drums on the Muppets. This is a trick question. His name.
Is big hairy animal?
Is animal. Animal drum. Ah, and he hits the drums all crazy. Like, so Animal was inspired by some real, like real life rock drummers. And namely, the one that he's kind of modeled after, his name is Keith Moon. He plays drums for the band The Who. And like, he's known for like drumming all crazy. And then Keith Moon would like kick his drum set over. Like he'd just leave, like he'd knock it all over and then he'd run off stage. And that's what Animal is modeled after, is Keith Moon.
I was thinking like an 80s hair band.
Yeah, this is a little bit before that. Yeah. Question 8. One of the band Journey's greatest hits is the sing-along song Don't Stop Blank.
This is a mind mover?
Yes.
Don't Stop Believing.
Believing is correct. Why? Is that too easy?
Yes.
I don't know. There might be a lot of people who don't know Journey. I don't know. I mean, it's a common song, but still.
I don't think you need to know the band name to know that song.
That's okay. I don't know. I mean, you got it right. Why are you complaining?
I'm just... It's weird to have a really popular song that so many people know, mm-hmm. and it's in the Mind Movers.
Well, they're not all winners, right? They're not all winners. Question 9. Which punk rock band released the album American Idiot?
Green Day
is correct.
You have various thoughts on them.
I would say that American Idiot is not my favorite album. In fact, I actually really only enjoy Green Day, like the oldest Green Day, like the first two albums, and pretty much past that, I'm not really interested because I'm an old man. And I prefer my old school Green Day to the newer, poppier stuff.
Okay.
What do you think?
It's okay. I don't listen to Green Day, but mm-hmm. I kind of like Holiday. It's not.
And I think that's my least favorite one.
It's catchy.
That one and the one they played at the graduations. Hope you had the time of your life. That song. Maybe it's because I'm a teacher and I've heard that song way too much. That could be the case. Question number 10. In SpongeBob SquarePants, what rock song do they perform at the Bubble Bowl?
Victory.
I'm going to give it to you, but it is not entirely correct. What are they saying right before victory? There's a word.
You ask about Don't Stop Believing, and now it's in my head, and I can't think of the song.
All right. The answer we're looking for is Sweet
Victory.
Sweet Victory. Yes, it's called Sweet Victory.
A good half point.
And we'll give it to you just because we're being nice and you think that my placement of Don't Stop Believing is incorrect. So we'll give you that.
It's still in my head.
But yes, that scene was so popular that it actually eventually made it into the Super Bowl, didn't it?
It did?
I think it was a couple years back, just like 2 or 3 years ago, they incorporated Sweet Victory into the Super Bowl just a little bit. There was like clips of it. Well, you don't even know that. Okay. All right. And that's going to do it for the Mind Move Around. We are 10 questions in. Have you missed one yet? Oh, you did miss. You missed one.
Yeah.
That's okay. 9 for 10 is pretty good. But now, folks, we're about to turn up the difficulty up to 11. This one goes to 11. The older folks in the car will know what I'm talking about. yeah. These next ones are going to get super difficult. Can I get 2?
Yeah.
I want you to put on, because it's rock and roll, I want you to put on your emergency ear protection because it's going to get loud. And I want you to put on some really good thick boots for in the mosh pit because things are about to get crazy. These are the toughest questions we can find on rock and roll. We call these questions
the brain busters.
The brain busters. So here we go. Question.
The guitar smashers.
The guitar smashers. Question 11. Which legendary guitarist played the Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock in 1969?
Are they from a band?
Yep, but it's not going to help you because the name of the band is this person's name plus the word experience.
I don't know.
He does not know. You're going to need to look up videos of this. This is one of the greatest guitarists of all time. His name is Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix. And the band is known as
the Jimi Hendrix
Experience, which is why I couldn't tell you the name of the band. But yep, did you know that Jimi Hendrix was left-handed? And he did not play a left-handed guitar. He played a right-handed guitar, turned upside down, and then restrung. And it's interesting because if he played I believe he played a Fender Stratocaster. And if you listen to the pickups and the sound of a guitar, the lower strings have this really warm sound and the higher strings are a little bit more bright. But when you listen to Jimi Hendrix play, because he played on a right-handed guitar but strung for left-handed, the top high strings were really dark because they were on the low end, and the low end had a really bright sound because it was on the high end.
He played
the guitar upside down. And it just gives him a very unique sound compared to everybody else. It's pretty cool. So the next time you go and you listen to Jimi Hendrix, listen to that. Listen for that. It's pretty cool. Question number 12. Metallica is the only band in history to have performed a concert on all 7 continents. In 2013, they played a show called Freeze 'Em All in what location?
They played in Antarctica?
Antarctica is correct.
That's possible.
So they played a concert for about 120 people at a research center there. And because they wanted to protect the environment and they also had minimal power and all that stuff, they couldn't use their traditional amps and stuff. So they did the entire concert through headphones, almost like one of those silent discos where everyone puts their headphones on, but you can't hear anything.
Oh,
everybody played, they played their songs through the headphones for everyone. Pretty wild, right? All right, just pretty crazy. Yeah. Metallica is the only band to have played a concert on all continents. It's pretty cool.
I like the name. I'm not going to say the album that it's parodied.
Yes, that's a good idea. Freeze 'em all. Question 13. In the movie Back to the Future, what song does Marty McFly play at the dance that his kids are going to love?
I don't know.
Yeah, you haven't seen this movie, so it's a little unfair of me to ask this one. A lot of people at home or in the car are going to know this one. The answer is Johnny B. Good. That is the song that he plays. Have you heard that song before?
No.
No? I don't think you've heard it either. Now that I think about it, I don't think we've come across it. It's a very famous song by artist's name is Chuck Berry. He's a really, really famous rock and roll artist. And was one of the kind of founders of what we call rock and roll today. So sorry, I gave you a tough one there. That one's kind of a low blow because I knew you hadn't seen that movie, but that's okay.
Is it?
Oh, it's okay. Question 14. What city is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame located in?
What region?
Midwest.
Isn't it in Ohio?
Yes.
It's not Canton.
Nope. I'm done with the hints.
It's in Cleveland.
Cleveland is correct. Yes. I practically gave, once you, I mean, you kind of knew, I think, or you had a guess. Because once you said Ohio is what, like Cincinnati or Cleveland, those are pretty much your only
or
options.
Or Columbus.
I guess Columbus, but I don't, Columbus, there's nothing important in Columbus.
Except for the state's capital.
Yeah, whatever. It's Ohio. No one cares. Oh, wait. Except for the people who listen to our podcast in Ohio, we love you.
It's the same thing.
To all of our Ohio listeners, we love
with
you.
With Illinois.
If you live in Columbus, we love you. I don't know anything else about your town. Maybe we should learn more about Columbus, Ohio.
And should do Ohio trivia.
We should go to Columbus, Ohio and do an episode. If you live in Columbus, Ohio and are listening to us, say hi. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
And finally, question number 15. Which heavy metal band's mascot is a skeletal figure named Eddie?
I don't know.
This is a tough one. Just give me a metal band. That's not Metallica.
Rage Against the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine. Great guess. Incorrect. A little bit older than Rage Against the Machine. Kind of a little bit, again, along the lines of Metallica's age. The band we're looking for is Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden. Mm. You probably have seen, in all of your watching of stuff and looking at stuff, you've probably seen Iron Maiden, and they have that skeleton. And he appears on almost every album cover they have. And he's at the shows. He performs with them. Like he's everywhere. So it's pretty cool. So now when you look at Iron Maiden stuff, you will see the skeleton and you'll be like, oh, that's Eddie. And you'll know. Even if you don't listen to Iron Maiden, there's enough people with t-shirts and posters and all that stuff. You'll see it. Don't worry.
Are there other rock and roll band mascots?
That's a good question. Off the top of my head, I don't really know. I can't say that I know. A band I used to listen to that was a ska band called Less Than Jake had a guy who would dress up in a suit and a skeleton mask, and he would breathe fire on stage. That was pretty cool. But yeah, outside of that, I don't really know about mascots. So
okay.
All right. Well, folks, if you enjoyed that trivia as much as we did, please give us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on, and maybe even leave us a comment. Those reviews and comments help us to find other trivia-loving families just like yourselves. Also, you can find us on social media at Dad Lad Trivia on Facebook and on Instagram. Send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you there, too, especially if you're from Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, or anywhere in Ohio.
Or really anywhere, but yes, Ohio specifically. We'd love to hear from you. Any thoughts on rock and roll trivia before we go?
I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. It was very fun. Mm-hmm. Should have had a Living Color question.
Now, there's so many rock bands that we could have chosen.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's do two questions of name that tune or fill in the blank of that tune. Okay. Look in my eyes. What do you see? Blank.
I don't know. Oh, that's that. That's CM Punk song.
Yes.
What is it? Cult of Personality.
Yeah, like that's Cult what of Personality.
Oh, there you go.
I'm Rolling Thunder, blank.
I had no idea.
Pouring Rain, AC/DC.
AC/DC. I don't. Oh. See, you've listened to twice as many words in those songs that I have. I'm not a big word listener. I listen to the music more often, so. But that's okay. All right, folks, thank you so much for tuning in this week and each and every week. We wouldn't do this without your support, and we thank you so much for spending your time with us. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators.
Rock on!